get it. The Bird Show.
I had what I consider the silliest exchange that I have ever had with a gate agent while leaving for Lexington, Kentucky on Thursday. First of all, my flight was delayed from like 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock. That's not a big deal, right? That happens all the time. But as I'm boarding the flight and Amanda is boarding the flight, you know how like you scan on your phone your ticket or whatever? Mm-hmm. And usually it's that little green light that comes on. You just board your plane, right? We've all been there a million different times. Mm-hmm. This particular case, though, I put my screen down and it shows red. You ain't getting on that flight. So the gate agent looks at it, goes back to her computer and says, do you have a passport?
To get to Kentucky.
The computer is telling me that you need a valid passport to get on this flight. And I said, okay. And I was a little bit buzzed at the time, but I was very patient. And I said, let's take a look at this. Does this sound silly to you? Is what I said. She's like, hey, don't blame me. I'm just telling you what the computer is telling me, that I can't let you on this flight with an ID. You need a passport. And I said, I came from 30 minutes down the road to the airport, and now I'm leaving for Lexington, and you're telling me I need a passport. So that's what the computer is saying. So if you could just back away. And I'm like, are you being serious right now? So Amanda goes in. Same thing happens to her. She needs a passport.
What?
I'm like, this is the craziest thing. So I'm starting to have an exchange with the gate agent. It's pleasant enough, but I'm starting to get a little bit frustrated. But I'm also laughing at the silliness of it. Like, it's so silly. I know it's going to be rectified at some point. It has to be, right? Mm-hmm. So everybody boards the flight. They are now holding the flight for Amanda and I while the gate agent calls a manager who calls another manager who calls another manager. There are 100 people on this flight waiting for us to figure this whole thing out.
Yeah, I feel like those people now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But I'm like, you're not leaving without me.
No, absolutely not.
Like, you've already been sitting at the airport for like 5 hours now.
Yep, gone from gate to gate trying to find a flight that's leaving. And getting to Lexington. And finally, after about 20 minutes, 30 minutes maybe, it's rectified. They let us on the plane. But everybody on that flight, at least the man and I, felt like we were looking at us like, oh, you guys couldn't make it on time, huh? Like, it's not us.
Judging y'all.
Passport. And I was reminded this weekend that while that is a silly airline story, not as silly as this one. This is Nate Bargatze. You know the comedian.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All right. This is the exchange that he had at the airport one day.
If I fly Delta, if I buy a ticket through Delta's system, my name in their system is Nathan. And on my license, my name is Nathaniel. I do not remember making this decision. It's a big deal. You can't just change it. I've tried. I've asked Delta if they could change it. And they're like, we can't change it. And you're like, then I don't know. I don't know where we go from here, you know? If you can't do it, who can do it? I mean, do you call, is that why people call senators? Do they do it? I don't know. What you have to do, you have to mail your birth certificate in. Some moms give their children their birth certificates. I've never received mine. I thought I was the proof of my birth. So, I will never go through that process to get my name changed, so I just deal with it. And it gets brought up. Once I was checking a bag, and the guy by the counter, he sees my ticket says Nathan, the license says Nathaniel, and he was like, this is not good. He goes, these names don't match. And I was like, but they match, right? Like, you can see the leap that we took to get from one to the other. He's like, but they're not the same. I was like, but they're the same. And I'm realizing he cannot find out people call me Nate at that point, because I mean, he can't handle that. He's going to call the police over to be like, there's a guy with three names trying to fly right here. If you guys want to just shoot him from over there or something. So I was like, what do you want me to do? And he goes, you should go home. That's all I got. He's like, I can't believe you've made it this far. I was like, let me just try it. You know, should I try it? I said, look, I'll give you that those names don't match. But what I think is going to help a ton is the picture on the ID.
Yeah.
Something that I've always loved that they did. And I think with 70% of that name matching and 100% face, it's 170%. I think I'll get through it.
God, I love that guy.
That's hilarious.
Silliness, man.
Get it? The Burt Show.